Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe. But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of the show. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what you need to be. You really do need to be part of the solution. I say that for a lot of reasons, because, again, as you're seeing in states and cities, counties, you know, across the country, you're looking at these education systems that don't seem to give a crud about the parents' rights. Right, these school boards who claim they care about your kids, or education boards, whatever you want to call them, who actually claim they care about your kids, and then when you push them, when you try to find out what's going on, they don't stand for you. They don't stand for your kids. They stand for what they truly believe to be truth. What they perceive to be what's right. You don't matter. Go to a school board meeting and find out if you do. And if you find out it doesn't work that way, you need to make noise. It's really that simple. No joke. I'm not playing around. I'm not playing political games. You need to open your mouth. You need to push back. Tony Shaw joins. We don't have the only one in the country, you know. Sonia Schmidt will join us tomorrow. Tony Shaw is joining me. She's discussing defending your kids in California. And in the education system, which is a real challenge, I'll put it that way. Now, Sonia was elected to the Chino Valley Unified Board of Education in November 2022, and she's been on a quest ever since to get back parental rights in these schools. And it's a great personal cost to her. You guys know I went through the same thing, or I go through the same thing on a regular basis. So the bottom line with it is, really, sincerely, the bottom line with it is you really have to pay attention to what you're doing and how you're doing. You have to make sure your kids... I talked to a bunch of parents about this earlier today. I don't want to hear how busy you are. I don't want to hear how you put your kids in school and you expect the school to take care of things. You expect the school to do this, that, and the other thing. You got to get involved. Here we go. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. It's really that simple. It's not that hard, people. These are your kids. You brought them into the world. You're responsible for them. Nobody else. You know what? I hate when other people do that, yet I find myself doing it. Speaking three words at a clip. Clarence Thomas had a field day today. Freeport Justice Clarence Thomas, he calmly eviscerated Attorney Jason Murray. This is the lawyer that's represented Colorado voters before the Supreme Court. He tried to argue for disqualification or disqualifying President Trump. As has been previously reported, the United States Supreme Court heard oral arguments at 10 o'clock, regarding East Coast time, on Trump's appeal of the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling that bars him from appearing on the state's ballot. Now, the Colorado Supreme Court is known for being radically left. And they claim that Trump is ineligible to run for president because he violated the provisions of the 14th Amendment. Yeah, good luck with that, right? Now, during the hearing, Murray laughably attempted to defend the Colorado Supreme Court. He specifically claimed that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment uses broad language and gives the states the power to include the presidency as one of the positions eligible for this qualification. But when Thomas got the opportunity to question Murray, the lawyer argument completely fell apart when Thomas asked a simple question. He said, give me an example of states disqualifying national candidates. Couldn't provide one. He was given multiple opportunities. Right? Thomas was, you know, all right, well, what about this? What about that? And help me out here. After stuttering for quite some time, he turned around and said, well, you know what, really, I don't have any. He also had to be corrected of the fundamental election law about he asserted that states had the power to run federal elections themselves. After Thomas finished tearing him apart, Robert suddenly discovered, found his spine, and finished, you know, he finished off the Colorado. I mean, this is just crazy. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, let me see. Thomas says, what are the examples? Because you don't see them. And Murray says, I don't have one. He said, really? You don't have any examples of this? And, no, sir, I don't. No, Justice, I don't. It seemed that particularly after the Reconstruction and after the Compromise of 1877 and during the period of redemption or redeemers, that you would have that kind of conflict. There were a plethora of Confederates still around. There were any number of people who would continue to either run for state or national offices. So it suggests that there would be at least a few examples, don't you think? Murray said, well, there were certainly national candidates who were disqualified by Congress, and Congress refused to seat them. Thomas said, I understand that, but that's not the case. I understand that Congress would not seat them. Other than the example, Murray said, I have nothing. I have nothing else. Thomas said, so what was the purpose of the Section 3? The concern was that former Confederate states would continue being bad actors? It's just amazing. And the effort was to prevent them from doing this, and you're saying that, well, this authorized the states to disqualify candidates? You know, these people, I've got my guest coming on in a few minutes, and I don't want to belabor this right now, but, I mean, they don't realize what they've done and what they could possibly do here. Exactly like when they decided to bring down the threshold for bringing on judges. They don't realize what they did, or Nixon trying to nix the filibuster. They don't really understand what they're doing. Eh, maybe they do. I don't know. I'm giving them too much credit for being too smart, don't you think? Be back in a couple of minutes here. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Sonia Shaw joins me to discuss defending your kids. Yeah, here in California. You can do it. It's a lot of work. We'll be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We always a pleasure to have you with me. You know where to find us. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. A lot going on there. I really mean this. I appreciate the time that you spend with us because I know there's 3,000 other shows out there you could be watching. You've chosen this one. I personally believe it shows what high IQ you have. But, hey, whatever reason you're tuning in for, I'm good with it. Let me bring my guest on because I'm very much... been very much impressed with her since she's got on the school boards. Sonia Shaw is joining me. She's at Chino Hills Valley Unified School District in California. And ever since she got on the board in November of 2022, she has put up a great fight protecting parental rights, protecting your children. And again, where people have been on these so-called conservatives have been on these boards for years have not put up the kind of fight she has. Sonia, it's an honor. Thanks for being on with me.
No, it's an honor, Joe. I appreciate all that you do and everything that you help us all help our kids with. You're amazing, so thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, some people, you'd have to be at a coma not to know who you are at this point, and I know you've been all over the news cycles and what have you, but give us a quick recap. You spoke up and wanted to come forth with a policy that would simply, I mean, I can't believe you would do something like this, bring back a parental notification so that if your child is going through things, not just specifically transgender issues, but parental notification to let them know what's going on in their children's lives. And my God, you were met with a tonnage of pushback, weren't you?
You know, it's funny because you would think that this is common sense, but Joe, a lot of people don't know that a lot of boards throughout California have a policy that actually keeps secrets in regards to a lot of things. So when I got in, I was like, no, we're not keeping secrets. We're not going to pick and choose, and we're going to bring this forward. I think it goes along with the bills that they've been passing. We see their narrative. We see their agenda. You know, at some point, somebody has to come in there and, alongside all the rest of us, and say enough is enough. No more.
No, and we do need, you know, more of the board members. I've been pushing for this forever, where we truly need to have board members like yourself, myself, and many others up and down the state come together in a coalition way and start fighting these things and start pushing back on these things and give parents back the rights that they should have, that they've actually have under federal law. And frankly, our founding fathers never meant for them not to have a right in their kids' education.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll go back to the Constitution. Parents have a constitutional right in the upbringing of their children's life unless they were deemed through the process that they're unfit. So why is it our state is so struck on making sure parents don't have rights in certain situations? I think that should wake up every parent because this is alarming, especially when they're passing bills that allow children to leave their home without being abused. It just absolutely blows my mind. But what's more disappointing than ever is knowing all these school board members just went along with the policies that, you know, were being put in front of them from the CSBA and God knows where else, and just let them go through without even questioning why. What is this? Joe, I could say this. When I got in, I was told it's the law. I know that's not the law. I consulted with an attorney, and up until that point, I had to ask, show me the law. Where does it say that parents don't have a right in these certain situations? No one can show you that till this day.
No.
That's a problem.
but here's what's changed. Most of the, and I know many, many, many board members, most of the board members do exactly what you said. You had superintendent or even the school board attorneys came in and said, well, you know, that's the law. You have to follow the law. This is what you have to do. And some of this stuff really rubbed me, years ago, rubbed me so wrong. I actually got my own attorney, education attorney.
Yeah.
And started saying, okay, can we do, really? Is this okay? If this is not okay, how do I present this? How do I make this happen? How do I get them thinking, if you would, about how we're going to change this? Because to your point,
yeah,
they make you feel ignorant, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's just everybody goes through the motion of just being told this is the law, this is how it goes. You can't challenge it. You know, I think that's where we're starting to bring light to. You can challenge this. You do not have to be told something's the law without being shown the law. And now that we're asking for certain things, it actually is helping, Joe. I've seen it in our own district with our own staff. They have that aha moment. Oh, guess what, Mrs. Shaw? We were told this was the law, and there is no law they can provide us that they're saying we're breaking. And I think when they have that, it's like, thank you, sweet Lord Jesus, because now we have more people who realize you've been lied to,
yep,
you've been, deceived, and now it's time to push back on this agenda. And I think that's what's happening in a lot of our districts, although we know the state does not like that. It also is waking up parents. Our state, our beautiful state that we've all loved and fought here for and just try to raise our families, is going down the drain. It's sad. We don't even recognize it anymore. And here we have a budget deficit, and our state continues to sue school districts that want to inform the parents. Like,
oh,
what in the world's happening? What about the new bill? Did you see the new bill on the table to provide condoms in all the high schools? Like, are we going to provide safe rooms for the kids next to, you know, do inappropriate things at school? I am so confused why they're so concerned about children's sexuality that I think parents need to realize this is alarming. Our kids are failing at reading, writing, and math, and we're dumping $5 million into a bill that would cost $5 million to do what? Put condoms at school sites now? We already have tampons in boys' bathrooms. When does it stop?
It's not going to. You know, it's, what's his name, Scott Wiener is the one putting many of these bills forward. And I think the only thing that guy does is put forth bills that have to do with, sexual activity, sexual content, and that kind of stuff. And nobody stops him. Nobody sees it. And it's, to your point, parents are finding out about this late. And I'm one of those guys, I'm sorry, I'm come from the old school, and I'm going, look, these are your kids. Why don't you know this stuff? Why aren't you keeping up on this stuff? Why aren't you asking questions? And many times, for me anyway, they'll come in, they'll see me in the supermarket, and you're so-and-so, you're on the school board, right? Yeah. How come my kid is to do A, B, and C? I said, because it's the idiots that you have elected to go to Sacramento that force that stuff on us. And you need to be paying attention to what's going on.
And I think more school boards need to have a parent at the table because, parents have started to pay attention more to what's going on. But, we also need to make sure we have those attorneys that are representing our district in a manner where they're not supporting this agenda and they're actually using the law to protect kids, right? Because in the end of the day, it's really about protecting the kids. I could say there is some, law firms that have really great attorneys, and then there is some that we stay far, far away from. And I think if you, like you said, if we have a coalition, guess what will happen? We can all share that information, and it will only help us push back even stronger because we know they have money, right? They have resources.
Oh, yeah, and lots of it. And that's the other thing, too. No board member wants to see a boardroom full of mad parents. Hey, we got to go for a quick break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonia Shaw when we return.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News.
News update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Why, you did say something, didn't you? Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure. I mean it sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like, get informed and get engaged. One of the things, I'll talk about this with my guests in a minute. I had my board meeting last night. And you moms and you parents that come up and speak, God bless you. And I mean that sincerely. I'm really happy you come up and say something. But I've always said to you, make relationships with trustees. Ask questions. Because some of you come forward, and you're so passionate, and you let us have it, and it's all wrong. And it's not wrong because we don't like it. It's all wrong because it's against the law. Or we can't use the money for certain things that you want us to use it for. And if you come in and you make a relationship with a trustee, one of the board of trustees, they can tell you how to approach it. They can actually work with you so you give them the opportunity to be able to bring it to the board as a whole where you might not be able to, or you may not be able to lay it out properly. And I'm telling you, I've seen it in my own district and other districts where that works. You know, part of what we need to do is start educating parents better and on a more regular basis. I'm joined by Sonia Shaw. She is a trustee with the Chino Valley Unified School District, and first came to know her when she was under fire for a parental notification policy, and my God, I was just so impressed with how she handled herself, how she handled the crowd, and how she handled Tony Thurman, the superintendent of public education. And Sonia, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you.
That was so fun to watch, and not because it was like, ha, 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 she got him, but the attitude that, wait a minute. I am the state superintendent of education. You can't throw me out. Who are you? You know?
Yeah, and the funny part is we allotted him so much, you know, like just things that, you know, front row seating, not waiting in line, making sure he was safe, giving him a room for his media, you know, tour that he was doing. And he had his 1 minute just like everybody else, but he decided he was going to try to do a point of order. And I'm like, oh, no, it doesn't work that way, dude. I've been in Sacramento. They did not let you be past your time, and they play games with you, and you're not getting special privileges.
Oh, no.
You know, especially Joe, because he's never listened to parents, only the parents that fit his agenda. We reached out to him even two or three years before, when all that stuff was happening with the kids and the shutdowns, and he ignored us. He never once responded to us. But yet, I don't know, most people don't know, he came down to Chino and walked with the person who ended up moving to run against me, who was a incumbent. What state superintendent comes down and walks with a school board member in a school board race?
Oh, yeah.
And then posts that this election is so important. Why? Because parents are trying to have a seat at the table, and you're not going to be able to force us to do things that you know that we won't do. So it's just crazy how they try to keep control. And I think it's insane that, they go this far. But I also, I'll say it over and over, it's a gift. Because with his behavior, it woke up so many parents that just didn't know what was going on. And he goes on national news and he's telling people that parents are extremists. And it's like, what? We're extreme because we want to be involved in our kids' life? Okay. If that's extreme, go ahead and label me that all day long. I'll take the label.
We had a trustee in our school board that was very much into the new law that was coming through where you could have a parent removed and or even arrested for disrupting a meeting. And and he brought that up several times. He wanted us to clear the room or have he was one of those. So I looked at him at one point and I said, so if I go down to the podium, which I'm allowed to do, and I speak, and I speak like that, you're going to have me removed? Because you're going to have to take me. And they have a right to speak. We are affecting their children. If you don't think they're going to get emotional, or you don't think they're going to get hot over it, then you shouldn't even be a teacher. You shouldn't be in the education world. You don't understand. These aren't our kids. They're theirs. They're not our children. Yeah. They're entrusted to us for a short period of time every day.
Yep, so, you're right.
Anyway, let's talk as much as you can talk. About the issues that you're facing right now, and Chino Valley Unified School District has helped spearhead this and helped other districts step up now and say, wait a minute, they're doing it, and they're doing it, and they're doing it, and we want to get involved in this parental notification thing. Are you making any headway? Is there anything you could talk about it to it, and how do parents get involved in helping?
Yeah, so I will tell you this. I think from what I'm hearing is a lot of people are afraid because, you know, that was the point. They wanted to torture our district and make us an example to spread the fear.
Yep.
So you have a lot that are just on the sideline. I think it's very important that parents still request it to be on there because you got to remember, a lawsuit was only opened on Chino Valley. No other districts that adopted it have been sued by FONSA yet. So I'm just like, I'm kind of in shock. No one's questioning if this is so dangerous and this is killing and hurting kids to inform the parents. Why are all these other districts allowed to proceed with this policy, but we're not? I mean, common sense would say if it is that supposedly dangerous, then all of us should have been sued to stop it. Correct?
Correct.
So here's what I say. You know, we went to court, and the judge said we had, 1A, 1B, 1C. And I'll quickly try to explain it. 1A and 1B were like if they want to go in the opposite sex's restroom and then play on the opposite sex sports. 1C was pretty much informing parents of any unofficial or official changes on the record. So we won 1C from the verbal what the judge said. So right now, we are kind of in the process of going back and forth and making sure his judgment was there, and then we have a court date next Friday. So if we won on 1C, let's break that down for a second, just from me, being involved. 1C meaning you can inform parents.
Can you pause for a minute on the 1C, because we've got to go for a break. When we come back, I really want to go through this so people understand that there, you're making headway. The parents could win this, but they got to engage and get involved, right? All right, so you were explaining to the people about the what's come down with this lawsuit here in California for simply wanting to protect parents' parental rights to make sure the kids are safe in school. So continue, please.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we're going, like I said, we're going to court next Friday, but I think it's really important to know, yes, they may look and feel like in the public eye that they're winning because they're suing us and they're torturing us, but the great thing is people are helping. People are coming to make sure that, you know, we have the resources to fight the good fight. Because let's be real, Joe, you and I are both school board members. To get our district into a legal bind without having help financially is it's really saddening.
Yes.
Because our attorney general, first of all, should not be wasting our taxpayer dollars to take parents out of their kids' life. That's number one. I really feel in my heart more people need to hold him accountable for what he's doing just because we want to keep parents in the picture. That should send every person who has a child in the public school system, or you don't because you're protecting them from the public school system for whatever reason, then that should send you the message. Why is it your money being used to keep you out? And yet here we have a district willing to stand up, and he's using our, you know, our taxpayer dollars to sue us. That's insane.
Yeah.
And that should wake up any parent that how bad they want control of our children, right? But the good thing is we have Liberty Justice Center, which is great. The parents, interveners are, you know, represented by Liberty Justice, at Liberty Center with, you know, Harmeet Dillon's firm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing to see all these amazing people come together for our children and make sure we have the tools to fight the good fight. But I do want to point out something. When we were in court, the judge, like he said, you know, on the basis of his saying 1A, 1B, whatever, was discriminatory on its face. And we're like, well, we had a previous policy from the CSBA recommendations that actually kept secrets in this place. So how can we be discriminating? That would mean that they were discriminating against certain children, right, to take the parents out. So I'm always like, come on, guys. But with that said, he said something very important that I think every parent should be aware of because, you know, most of them are not going to listen to the court hearings. 1C, that included to be notified of any changes, unofficial or official, in your child's, you know, life in regards to school. 100%.
You're listening to Joe Messina, so Sonia Shaw will join me after the break. Don't go far. And I mean, don't even get off the couch. Sit there and listen.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, but you want to be informed. Make sure you have the information, and please, don't be all over the place. Pick an issue. Whether it's the school board, the water board, city council, whatever it is, go there, learn about what they do, learn how they deal with things and how they can make things happen. If it's education, I'd even say there, hone it down. Either you're there to protect parental rights, you're there because you want to help support and bring the CTE or the old-fashioned shop classes back, you don't like what's in the biology books, you don't like what's in, pick something, learn as much as you can about it. So when you're speaking to the board, not only are you asking them to remove something or update something, but give them options. And the other thing I'd say to you is, when you come up and start yelling at us and you're calling us, you know, POSs and Marxists and all this other kind of stuff, it doesn't help your cause. We actually start to shut down. We know you're mad. We know you're upset. But give us a solution. Help us with the solution because we don't always have it. Anyway, I'm honored to have with me Sonia Shaw. She's with the Chino Valley Unified School District, a trustee on the district. She was
voted in November of 2022. And I got to tell you, she's doing a fantastic job there. I see what she does. I follow her on social media, or online, actually, as a whole. And we need more fighters like her. We need more parents that are willing to step into these positions or support people that are in these positions and help them make a difference. Sonia, thanks so much for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. So, even here in California, with all the odds against us, because we know, you know, I call them the political cartel in Sacramento,
yep.
Newsom, Bonta, and Tony Thurman, even with that said, we still won. We did not lose. We're not losing. That's what's driving them crazy. And that's what I keep wanting to tell parents. The more we push, the more they are exposing themselves, the more we have an opportunity. And shame on us if we continue to allow these people in the office, first of all. And second of all, we're winning. That's why they're trying to shut us down, because us as a whole are winning, right? When you have people from all over the nations reaching out to California school board members and saying, please don't give up the good fight. We all know whatever happens in California is coming over our way. And they're telling us to be bold and stand in the truth. That means that there's a bigger agenda, right? And a picture, but
oh, yeah.
Look, we have the support. People are realizing this is bad. This is not okay. And I think that is the greatest gift right now, because you have been in this. You've been dedicated. You've been a servant. You've been amazing. But us other parents, I was a volunteer in the classroom. I didn't even know what a school board was. I trusted the system, you know, that took care of me when I was younger. But then when, you know, the school shut down, so many things were exposed and it brought so much light. And I think that is another gift, because they had an agenda. I'll say it over and over. Our kids were on a freight train going on an unsafe speed. And then, bam, the wrench was put in the wheel. And it was like, nope, this is what's happening to the children. Wake up, guys. I mean, I'm a believer, so I really feel God used that to expose the dangers that our kids were headed in. Every time they do something and people are like, can you believe this? And they're all devastated. And I'm like, thank you, God, for allowing this to be revealed, right? Because the more of us that pay attention, the more of us that get involved, they will not win. They're not going to win.
No.
We just have to get involved. We just have to do whatever we can with what we can and make sure we push back on this. Otherwise, our kids will not have a future. So everything we work hard for, it'll be gone.
When I first got on the board, one of the comments I frequently heard was, it's for the kids, it's for the kids, it's for the kids. And after I was on the board a few years ago, wait a minute, it's not for the kids. This doesn't benefit the children. This doesn't. And I went down the list and I was thinking, okay, how do I reapproach this? How do I put things on the table so, you know, if we're doing what's right for the kids, then we're going to do what's right for the teachers. Doing something right for the teachers doesn't necessarily mean it's going to trickle down to the kids. And I get district after district where either teachers got raises or they got less kids in the class or whatever the situation was, and nothing changed. Test scores didn't change. I don't know. Is your district K through 12?
Yes, we are.
All right,
we're a unified school district.
Yeah. We're just junior high and high school. So for us, you know, we're dealing a little differently. One of the things I started to notice, I used to say, wait a minute, it's ridiculous to give an exit exam in the 10th grade. They got 2 years to go.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know where they're at or what they're doing. And I've noticed in education, we just keep dumbing things down. We don't, we don't force the teachers to pull the kids up and work harder at certain things. We lessen these things so that the kids will lessen the threshold so the kids don't have to work as hard at it. And I think that's part of what's causing us a problem. That's why you have young kids out there that think that, you know, Palestine was its own country and Israel doesn't deserve to exist.
And chanting things that they don't even know what it means.
No.
They're chanting stuff that calls death to people, and you're like over here like, dear Lord Jesus, what is happening? But this is the plan, right?
Yeah.
And I always say, if they have control of the children, they have control of the future, and that's why they want to control the children.
Yeah, you must listen to my show, because I always say, Mussolini, Hitler, all these guys knew if they had control of the children, they had the country. It was that simple.
Yep.
And when you see what's going down on here.
Common sense, Joe.
Thank you. It's truly common sense. And if the most trusted person, you know, years ago, I think it was Rasmussen did a poll, the most trusted person in the community is a high school teacher. Think about that. Yeah. Your child is in front of that high school teacher or in school or making friends at school. Their whole community is at school and those teachers, and those are the ones they trust. And over the last, I know you've seen it, I tell people all the time, this is why I got to pay attention. Over the last 3 or 4 years, it may be longer, the parents have been made to be the demons. And the teachers have been made to be the only ones you can trust, the only ones you should listen to, the only ones that you should do as they say. Not your parents, because they don't know what's best for you. That's chilling, isn't it?
It's absolutely chilling. I do think we need to remember, though, we have some amazing teachers that are getting burnt out from this. And if we want to keep our amazing teachers and get more teachers to come to the profession of teaching our kids, it needs to change, plain and simple. Or we're just going to get activists in the classroom. It's just going to filter in because...
Sonia, they're afraid.
The department.
You know as well as I do.
Are, they are.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're afraid of the backlash. We see what the unions do. We see how they play the game. We see the tactics that they use. We see what they do to their own, if you don't go along with it.
Yep.
And it's really sickening because I have... My mother-in-law is a retired teacher, but I also have really close friends that I would call my best friends that are teachers. And to just be on the other side, knowing, like, I feel like I'm trapped in a box because I'm like, they want help, but they don't, they have been put in a position where if they say anything, they're going to be, pretty much tortured at the job site, at the school site.
Well, I've been able to create a small coalition of teachers now that trust me, conservative teachers, and they'll let me know what's going on, how I can help them. I don't use their names. I don't throw them under the bus. I don't allow them to send me texts or emails. I tell them, just call me, and we meet, and I get good information. But the common thread is, to your point, is they're afraid of the retaliation. They're afraid of how other teachers are going to treat them. Let me ask you, because we're up against the time, is how can people help you? Is there a fund they can help work with? Is there what can they do to try to make it easy for you or support you?
Well, first of all, we do have the protectkidsca.com. I think I'm not sure if you heard of it. We were trying to get the ballot initiative to get all these things on the ballot. Unfortunately, we need money. Like, they need money to do this, right? Because we all know that the state is working against it. I would love for people to go to protectkidsca.com and help them. We're all getting people in our own communities to collect signatures. So if you can, it's really easy. They spelled it out on the website on how to collect signatures the proper way.
Yep.
That would be amazing. Number two, I would say right now, support your local candidates in city council, in school board, in the assembly and senate race that you know are going to have the interest, because that is going to help us all. Look, we're all in our own communities, but we're in this all together. It's really important for parents to just get behind those people, and if you don't have money, show up, go knock on doors, go spread the message. Doing things like that can be so important, spreading stuff on social media. As far as me personally, I don't need specific help because my help is just helping all of us make sure we have a voice. So that would be just amazing if you can just get involved in your own community. Connect on social media, because that's the most powerful thing, is when we're all together. Look, Joe, when they attack you, they're not attacking just you. They're attacking me. They're attacking, our friends in Temecula, our friends in Orange, our friends in Rockland, our friends in, all Marietta, everywhere. So I always tell people, we're in this as a one, right? But we all have to be focused. We all have to do something to make the change. And when it comes time to vote, whether you vote typically red or blue, don't let that get in the way of you making a common sense vote to get somebody in there that's going to do the right thing.
No, you're so right. And I tell people the same thing. It's like, know who you're voting for, not because they, you've seen them at a couple of events. Find out about them, because you never know what they're going to end up doing. We've seen it on my side of the aisle when it comes to Republicans and conservatives. I've seen them turn. I've seen them give it pressure in no time at all.
Yep.
Sonia, I have you back on again. I mean, I love what you guys are doing, too. You had the guts to take it on and stay with it. Now that is growing. There's trustees up and down the state jumping on the bandwagon. And we need to keep doing it. It's the only way we're going to save our kids. So thank you so much for being with me today.
No, thank you. I appreciate you, and we're definitely in this together. Thank you for all that you're doing.
All right. God bless. All right, people, have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow. Be safe.